Mishtatfim. With anything you can make in a Ruvich at service, and you can make a Shtufim Yehoyis. Chutz min amayim v'melech. Only mayim melech is no good. We had this more before, and that Chavov. And the Gemara Amar Rabba le'afukim Rebbe Yeshua. Our Mishnah is telling us not like Rebbe Yeshua. Like we have in our Mishnah. Rebbe Yeshua says, dafka kikar you have to use. La'afukim Rebbe Yeshua. The Yomar kikarin midachrin aloi. Is kamash milon bakil. Therefore, our Mishnah says, bakil yishno natanakam agzon Rebbe Yeshua. It says, with anything, you could make it a Ruve Chatzeris if you want. Rashi says, ya'afilu yayin operis. Even wine and fruit you could also use for an Ruve Chatzeris. It says b'chol marvin eruv echatzeris. With any type of a food, you can make an eruv echatzeris. Or b'chol mishtatfin shtufim mevoyis. And any type of a food you could use to make a shtufim mevoyis. V'loy omru larav bapas. Not that there's a din you're supposed to use bread. Ela b'chotzer levad. Only for a chotzer itself. So chotzer stira. Now it first starts off saying b'chol marvin eruv echatzeris, and then it ends off saying only you could use bread. So zot tomorrow as soon as we masber. Man shamed lei, who do we hear it from? The Yoma passed in midi achrin eloi, that he says, for Ruve Chatzeris, that we hold the locha, you could only use bread and nothing else, is Rabbi Shua. It goes according to Rabbi Shua. So the Chudas Bryce is Rabbi Shua. Uketoni, and still the beginning of this Bryce says, Bakoil, with everything. So what is, so what does Bakoil mean? Bakoil means any type of a bread. So you see, Bakoil doesn't have to mean any type of a food, even teres, even wine. It can mean, no, any type of a bread. So maybe Al Mishnah also, but it starts off saying B'chol Marvin, or Mishtatfin, maybe it means bread. How do you know to say it means all type of a food? You see, Bakoil could also mean bread. And it means all type of breads. Rashi says, B'chol Marvin, the Rei Shochi come on. B'chol Minei Pas Marvin, the Ruvi Chatzeris. With any type of a bread, you could use the Ruvi Chatzeris. Yeah. So you see, Bakoil can mean only bread. So the Mori Elo Omar Rabba Bar Chona La Fuke Medrav Yeshua Di Omar Shleimu In Prusaloi. That's the Chiddush HaKoponim of the Tanakama. That Yeshua says two Chiddushim in the Mishnah. That the bread you use for Ruvi Chatzeris has to have to be passed. That's one thing, bread. And also he says it has to be a Shalom, a whole piece of bread, a whole loaf, a whole challah. It can't be a piece. Is that what that's the Tanakama holds? Not like that. It says Bakel with any type of a bread. Mashmaloi, kamashmalon bakil. Yeah, that even a piece of bread is also good. So the Mora Prusa now my time maloi. What's Pshang of Yeshua that he holds when you collect a Ruvi Chatzeris, you don't have to have a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of bread. Why can't you have a piece? Omer Rebbe Yosi ben Sherl, Omer Rebbe Mishumeva. The svar is Mishumeva, they'll become to have fights in the Erev, in the Chotzer. What's going to be the fights? Trashi Mishumeva. Sheboinu de machloikas, they'll come to have fights. Shoimer, ani noisin, shleim of yata prusa. They'll come to say, I put a whole matzah in. How much of a matzah did you put in? Only a half. You're no good. Get out of here. They'll come to fight to one another. So there are some people shouldn't put in pieces, and some people put in a whole. And they'll come to fight. The rabbanan made a klar takana, you always have to have a sholem. When you make a Ruvi Chatzeris, you have to use a whole piece of bread. A whole challah or a whole matzah. Omale ravacha braid the rabbi rabashi. Ervo kulam be prusais mo. What about if everybody put in prusas? Chura, everybody has 10 people living in the chotzer. Everybody gave a broken matzah. What's going to be then? The chura doesn't pass any eva. They can't come to fight because everybody put in a broken piece. Omalei still answer back, no, still it's no good. Vel shem me yach to double kukulei. Once you come back to come to kilkul, it'll come a bad thing again. Whereas once you're going to use prusais, even though this time everybody's using it, so there'll be no fights. But once they come to use broken pieces, sometimes some people will use a whole piece, and then there will be fights. So I want to make a low plume. You can't make pieces for an Ruvi Chatzeris. Trasha Kukulei, Zeh Prusiv Zeh Shalom again. Somebody will make a whole piece, some will take a broken piece, they'll come to fight. Omer Rabbi Yechidim Ben Shoyl, Nitla Heimenu Kidei Chaloso U Kidei Dimua Marvin Loibu. Now the Shalom is true, you have to have a whole piece of matzah, a whole piece of challah. What about if a little piece is missing? Let's say kidei chalosa. How much you have to take off for the chiyuv challah, which we'll soon see. We're talking about now the shear of 1/48. A baker has to give 1/48 of the challah. That's the shear challah. So if you're missing 1/48 of your matzah, that's still called a whole matzah, you could use it for a Ruvi Chatzeris. Or else kidei dimua. Tedumu is a bigger shear. Temua means when Truma fell into Chulin, in the Rabban it's both the 1 and 200. So if one of 200s here fell out, that's still kosher. That's still called the Shalom. Trashi Chalosa, Einuch Sarin Shazel Tikuna. If you have to take off Kne Chala, it's still called the Shalom. Kedei Dimua, in the Dimas, Shenofla Truma Vachulin. Some Truma fell into Paris of Chulin. The Yosu Menu Kika Zu, and you made the bread out of this. But if the Menu Dimua, now you took out of here the Shir Dimua, Echad Mimeo Lasakna. Forget, not one in a hundred. So 100th of the piece of bread is missing, that's still called Shalom. Fred Gimor Vatanya Avakashan, you would enter the Braisa, Kedei Dimua Marvin Loibo. True. If only 100th of the matzah or the bread is missing, that's still called Shalom, you could use the bread for Neruvi Chaseris. What about Kedei Chalosa? If the piece that you need to give Chala from this bread was taken off, then ain't Marvin Loibo. You can't use it for Neruvim. That's not called the whole piece of bread anymore. Vice has taken off the shear of Chala is too much. The lechem is called a chaser, it's called a prusa ready. So it's a stira. And the Gemara like Kasha, ho bechalas nachtum, ho bechalas balabayis. It depends who's giving the chala. There's a different halacha, like we'll soon see the brisa. If a regular balabos takes off chala from his own bread, he has to take off 1/24. 1/24 is a shear for chala. That is already too much. If you're missing 1/24 of the matzah, that's not called a shalom anymore. These halachas are bismogeh to lechem mishnosom. When we use lechem mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're supposed to have a whole piece of bread. What's called whole? These shurim. If you're missing 1/48 of the matzah, it's still kosher. But less than that is no good. So the shear that a balabos takes off, the challah is 1/24. That already is puff, it's not called shalom. Mashenken, the shear on nachtam a baker takes off, that's the shear of 1/48. That already is kosher. That's still called the shalom. The Tanan, we learned. Shear challah. What's the shear? How much challah do you have to take off? Echod miyesim v'yabur. 1/24. If you make 24 challahs, one of them you have to take off to give challah for. What about now? Ho'isa iso liyatzma. Somebody that makes dough for himself, private dough. V'iso l'mishne v'noi. Or else you make the dough for your, making a party for your son. Is echad miyesim v'yabur. That's the shear. 1/24 you have to take off to give challah. That's the shear to give challah for. 1/24. What about nachtum shuaisa lemocher bashuk? What about a baker that makes bread and he's not making it for his own private use? He's making the bread to sell to people in the shuk. V'cheinu isha shosasa limcher bashuk. Who then a private lady that's baking challah and she has not to eat it privately but to sell it? She makes panasa like this. V'cheinu isha shosasa limcher bashuk. Is the halach in these two cases, echad me'abor mishmoina. You have to take off one of 48. If you bake 48 challahs, then one of them you have to give off to give to the kohen for challah. So I call upon him, there's no spirit then. The one bright that says to take off kadei shir challah, the bread is called the prusa, it's no good. That's the shir challah of balabos. 1/24, that's too much already. But the shir challah of a nachtum, of a baker, that's kosher still. 1/48 is still called the bread of shalom. Rashi Chalas Nachtum, the bread from a baker, Kitanhi V'yein V'chtern. You're only missing 1/48, that's called very small, that's not called a chtern. Yeah. Another Chiddush now. Omer Rav Chizda, Tofro B'kisum Marvin Lobo. Let's say you have a chali broken half. And what you gotta do now is, put the two pieces next to one another again, and put a toothpick in between, a nice piece of stick in between, and you get the challah to look like one again. So that's good. Tofer, if you like, you sew it up, the kisim with a stick, with a toothpick. Marvin loibo. So the Gemara, then it's called the sholem, the bread of sholem. Who are then for a lechem mishnah, you could also use such a bread. V'atanya, Gemara Spira. V'atanya, a marvin loibo. No, you can't use such a challah for a rubik chateris. If the challah was broken in half, and now you're sticking it together with a toothpick, that's no good. So it's a stira. The Gemara Lekasha. Ho di yadiya tifro, ho di yadiya tifro. It depends if it's noticeable or not. One challah is talking about when a challah gave a geshmak a break in half, and mom with your pieces broke off a little bit. So even though you put them together and you stick a toothpick in between, you can still tell that it was broken. That's no good. That's not called the shalom, a whole piece of bread. It's no good for lechem mishnah. It's no good for Eruv Chaseris. But if in a case where it broke nicely, then now when you put the two pieces together, mamish looks like one, and you have a toothpick in the middle holding it, then it's kosher. Shashi tov from the kisim, kika she nifrasa a kika that broke, The tofer aprusas bekisim v'nirish leima. You put a toothpick like in the middle, and now taglamaisa looks like one. Since it looks like one, it's kosher. So the Ayas Tira, one bray says no. There it says, yodai tifrum. Trashi niker mokam tfiros of every kaprusa. If you could tell even after it's stuck together that the bread was broken, you could tell it was in two pieces, then it's no good. Mashenka, if you stick it nice together, you can't tell it was cut in half, then it's kosher. Omer Rav Chizda. Yeah. Omer Rav Zera. Omer Shmuel. Ma'arvin v'pas oris. You're allowed to use bread even made out of rice. You don't have to use bread of the heminim, of wheat or barley. You could even use bread made out of rice. Or pas doichin. Who are then pas made out of the flour, was made out of milk. Not made out of wheat, made out of doichin. Oma ma rukfe, the redeemi for shilei minei de mashmul. Rukfe says, no, I heard over differently in the name of the mashmul. That the pas oris marvin. Pas oris rice, ready to make rice, grind it down into flour, and make bread out of it, that's a choshev oichum, that you could use for rubik atzeris. Or pas doichin ein marvin. Mashenke, the bread you make out of milk, flour, that's not choshev, that you can't use for rubik atzeris. That's the way he heard from mashmul. Omer Rav Chiya bar Avin, Omer Rav, Ma'arvin b'pas ha'doshim. He holds a bigger chiddush. You can even use a rubik atzeres bread made out of beans, stam ha'doshim, less of a min. Yeah, that's also kosher for rubik atzeres. For the Gemara Eini, not like that. V'yohi d'havoyi b'shnei d'mar Shmuel, that once in a time by Shmuel, somebody made a pas made out of ha'doshim, made out of lentils, and v'shad yilakalvei, v'lo yochla, they didn't eat it. Mashmur, it's not edible. It's not a food you could eat. If you gave it to dogs, that's what's roi for. So how could you say it's roi to make an erech hateres with? It was saying the shit that you have to use bread, the pshat is, but it has to be a choshev oichum. This is not a choshev oichum, so how could you use this for an erech? Now, the Gemara, hahi disham minim havoi. That bread that they threw to the dogs wasn't bread style made out of lentils. It was made out of a few minim. And a few minim, you make the mix the flour up of different type of flours together, that's gefer lecha bread, and it's only roi for the dogs. Shrashi disham minim havoi. Minim harbe hoi marvin boy. That a lot of different type of flours mixed together. Dehi vade lav pasti, that's not called bread. Osun bring a raya, tiyachsiv gab yecheskel by the clawless that he says there, the yata kakl kochitim, uksiv lechem anoshim loy teichel, that you not can eat bread that men eat. Almal. The teretz was a he de sham minim havoi. The chesiv, the puzzle in Cheskel says, v'yata now b'shasta klola kach lecho chitim usarim opul v'yadoshim v'dechem akusmin. Make bread out of all these type of minim, these type of flours mixed together. Mashman, that's not called a food that b'nei adam eat. So if you have such a bread that's made out of all different type of flours mixed together, that you can't use for rubik atzeres. That's no good. The mashma, but we hold, yeah, like Rav Chiya bar Avin said, that any type of bread is good, even bread made out of lentils is also good. The bread that they gave, that they threw to the clothing, was mamish made out of the tzoy of an odom, the excretion that comes out of a person. That's what they made the bread from. It is a posik in Yechezkel, the Sid, v'hi, v'gelalei, tzoyas ha'odom, t'yugenalei nayim. You know what they're going to use for their bread? Their clothes are going to be so gefelach, they're going to have to mamash use the tzayas odom, excretion from the person. That's what they're going to have to use to make their bread with. So the kitz is not such a type of a thing, and that was the matzah they brought in front of Shmuel, and he threw it to the dogs. The end of the pasuk says, "Umay v'ugos sa'orim techlenu." They'll eat cookies, breads made out of barley. Is Omrav Chizda Lishurim. It doesn't mamish mean of barley. It means shurim. It will have very scarce amount. You'll have to measure out exactly how much eating. Rapoparoma arevosa kareva sorim, volei kareva chitim. When you're going to mix up your dough, you're not going to mix it up normally like wheat dough, the way we make it. You're going to mix it up like barley dough. In other words, you're not going to make the bread so good. That was the klolos that the Cheskel said. Rashi says, like arevas kareva sorim, meguna. The way you make dough made out of flour, that's very nice. Here they made out of barley, it doesn't look so nice. That was the klola Yechezkel gave them. Right. Noisein odom mo'o lechenveni. A person could go to a storekeeper, go to a grocery man, and give him a dollar bill. Hu adin lo nachtem, he'll go to the baker, and he'll give him a dollar bill. Kedei sheyizkeh lo erev. Give a Reb Elezer. Kedei that he should be mezakeh, like you're giving him money, as if to say, with this money I want to buy bread, and this bread that I'm buying I'm going to use for the Reb Chatzeres. So that's kosher. So Drashi noise another more the chenvini. Shul moicher yain v'dari mevimovi. The storekeeper, the owner that sells the wine, lives in the movi also. And you want him to mishtat to make the error for you. So you give him the money, it's good. Oyla nachter, moicher kikres v'dari mevichoser. She is kolei derif. If you want him to make a movi chateres for you, you have to use bread. If he, the baker, lives in the choser, he can make the error for you. If chaverim yavoyu b'nei amovi l'kakas mimoch, kikol erif, or yang l'shitav yehli chelik boy. So you tell them, here's my dollar, that lo yitzu the rest of the people, the chutz, the rest of the people, the movi, come to you to buy the bread for the rubach haseris, or the shtufim avoyis, this money should be my chelik in it. So Rabbi Lezer holds that's kosher. Div Rabbi Lezer. Just by giving money, it's good. They hold no. Stand the fact he gave money, we hold that money, kesef, is not koinah. Even though midiraisa kesef is koinah, we'll soon see them obeys, of a midirabonim, though you have to make a kinyan meshicha. It's not enough just to give money. So even though you gave money, you're not koinah. So drashi loy zocho loy moisav, shein moyes koinahs achi moshech. Unless you make a meshicha, you have to pull the food, pull it to you, that's the kinyan. But money is not koinah. V'afidu irav ha-chendvin yazeh l'chol ha-cherim. Even if this chendvin now makes the air for everybody, still it's no good. V'zicha gam l'zeh. And he has das to mezaka the bread even for this person. Still it's no good. Ain't no erev. Why? Said Rashi, Shurei loy niskavin lischos loy b'matnas chinam kishar mezachin the erev. That the storekeeper, when he had das to mezaka bread for this Reuven and gave him the money, he didn't have das to mezaka the bread for free, like for everybody else. El alik noy samo. Now, the adah, since the person gave me a dollar, I want his dollar to be kind of the bread for him. And the locher is, and the money is not kind of for you. The chivin, the moisein is kind of, the rabbonin, money is not kind of. Is loy som chadaita, person that's famer das, die. Loy heavy daita le aknuye. Venim tsamarev loy bemoisesh for me daita. As if you're being married for the other person without his das. Because the person's das is, he wants his dollar bill to be koinah for him. And we hold money is not koinah. So if a chum say in such a case, the Arab is not chal. This person has no shittuf in the Reuven Chatzeres or in the shittuf in the voice. So the moral though,